Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
How in the world is this the party of the so-called new freedom? Here's what Josh Shapiro said.
A man with no guardrails wants to take away our rights and our freedoms. And listen, while he cloaks himself in the blanket of freedom, what he's offering isn't freedom at all. Because hear me on this, it's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read.
What? Bond Boy!
Yeah! And it's not freedom to tell women what they can do with their bodies.
So if the kid survives them, he can read Lawn Boy. That's true.
And hear me on this. It sure as hell isn't freedom to say you can go vote, but he gets to pick the winner.
What?
That's not freedom.
Couple things. What does it do for RFK Jr. to get in? Well, Real Clear Politics, which is probably the best, most unbiased about this, they indicate he is helpful in states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, marginally. If he were in the race in Nevada and North Carolina, that would help Trump. Here's what I think happened. A couple things happened. One, a good portion of the RFK Jr. vote was a protest against Biden. These were Democrats of a sort. Remember, in Canada, they didn't want Biden. Once Biden was taken out, they either went toward Harris or they went somewhere else. They dropped from RFK Jr. Here's the question. I got a theory on it. Dan, you were a potential. Dorenzo was much more so. Why, if you have Trump, would you want RFK Jr.? If you're a Trump person. Now, if you're not, okay, it's something different. Theory, maybe people are a little tired of Trump. This is somebody saying stuff that was wilder and somebody who sounded like he had the details on this, Dan, that he actually would go in. I'm convinced if he's in charge of something, to your point about the CIA, This guy's actually going to go in. He's not just going to bluster. He's going to day and night be getting to the bottom of these organizations.
Yeah.
He should be frightening for any of these organizations.
Oh, agreed.
So I'm not sure that I'm signing off on the CIA because I don't know about the trouble there. That's kind of volatile. But something like Health and Human Services, absolutely. The FBI, yeah, I would be more RFK Jr. is the head of the FBI. Oh, my God.
You know, I think a lot of what it comes down to is a lot of moderates want answers to questions that they don't know if Trump's going to be as determined as he says he's going to be to get. Coronavirus, all this kind of stuff. And they think RFK would be the one to make it more transparent, expose it more so, and essentially, reading between the lines, it's Trump had the chance to drain the swamp, and he did so to a degree, but not well enough.
Well, this guy definitely is driven to do that, is detail-oriented. Now, he comes with a lot of liberal baggage. He's all over the place. It's going to happen, though. So 855-839-1210. It won't create a, you know, as seismic of a stir as if this were earlier on with him. But in the trenches, this is going to matter in Pennsylvania. It could be at least 0.5 percentage point to 0.75 percentage point to a point at the end of the day on this. That's huge in Pennsylvania. Even 0.25 point. Anything that moves that in that manner is going to matter who wins and who loses. Let's go to Colonel Alan B. West here on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, welcome back.
It's always a good to be with you, Dom. Thanks so much.
So do you watch the Democrat convention, and do you watch with your wife, and then she tell you to simmer down? Do you get fired up watching it?
Seems like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, or do you, do you analyze it? My wife said, oh, okay, I got the point.
Well, I will tell you that my wife got more incensed than I did. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times she screamed, liar, lies. But, you know, it was interesting, you know, to sit there and listen, them acting as if they're not in charge.
Right.
All of these things are happening. And Bill Clinton standing up there and talking about how bad the economy is and saying that we need to move toward more peace and not war. Well, guess what? We're in all these wars and things of this nature. So I think it's important to talk about the national security aspect, the lack of safety and security, not just what we have on our streets domestically, but around the globe. And when you look at a guy like Tim Walz, we don't need another person that has some very questionable ties to the Chinese Communist Party being, you know, in a position to be second in line to be our commander in chief, because China's our number one geopolitical foe.
Yeah, he said, I don't even think they're an adversary. My God.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And see, this is where you pounce. Because when a guy says he doesn't think that China is our adversary, then you come back and say, under this administration, we've had 250,000 Americans dead because of fentanyl poisoning. That's a chemical that is produced in China. So basically, China is conducting chemical warfare against the United States of America, and they are using the drug cartels. And to put that in a comparative analysis, we lost 58,000 in Vietnam. We lost 37,000. In the entire Korean War. We lost 250,000 Americans in 3.5 years. That's how you have to start tying these things together so the American people can understand it.
Something that I think, at least with Biden, and I wanted to ask, how do you link that to Biden-Harris now? What happened in Afghanistan? We have the third-year anniversary, Colonel, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Americans, to their credit, you know, you think it fades a little bit. It did not, at least when it came to Biden. Periodically, it would still come up.
Well, I think when you listen to the very words of Kamala Harris, when she said that she was the last person in the room with Joe Biden when that decision was made for the greatest strategic operation and tactical debacle in U.S. military history, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And we saw the Taliban parading the 80-plus billions of dollars of equipment. And guess what? It was operational, to include the Black Hawk helicopters. And we also need to understand that Barack Hussein Obama was the guy that released the five senior Taliban leaders so that they were sitting in the parade stands watching our equipment being paraded instead of still being sitting in Guantanamo Bay. So, again, you've got to tie all of these things together and say, what is going to change? Nothing's going to change, because these are the exact same people, being at Obama, being at Biden, and now be at Harris.
I think the issue of Iran is the most imminent, too. And it gets mm-hmm. to, if you want to frame it for voters, how Trump will deal with Iran to stop them from nuclear weapons versus what Kamala Harris and Biden obviously did and will do.
Well, it's very simple. Under the Trump administration, Iran was virtually bankrupt. We did not hear about the Houthis. We did not hear about them shooting rockets and attacking the shipping lane so that now ships have to travel further, which means an increase in goods and services. We did not hear about Hamas going into Israel or Hezbollah or Islamic Jihad. These are all clients of Iran. So when you bankrupt Iran, you bankrupt in Islamic terrorism, jihadism, and therefore you don't have terrorists coming across our border because the border was secure. So again, that's how you make that connection. When you come to the Biden-Harris administration, now all of a sudden Iran is flush with cash. We don't have the same amount of sanctions on them. So they're selling their oil and their gas off to China. They're selling their drones off to Russia to being used in Ukraine. None of that happened in the Trump administration. So we've got to make that point.
I just wanted to get your reaction to it. People are starting to react. Yesterday was the first Trump outdoors since the assassination attempt. And the configuration, I think, through the Secret Service has him in what looks like a hockey penalty box. know, I get we want to be safe, particularly Iran operatives and all that. But to me, seeing him in that is just not appropriate. It tells us the Secret Service has to be forced to do a better job, and this is kind of their out to put him in bulletproof glass.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So first of all, coming back to what you just said, how tragic is it that Iran is able to get people across our border to the point where they can issue threats against a former president and now the Republican nominee? So that, once again, ties back to Kamala Harris, the quote-unquote border czar, and the failures there. But this is what Donald Trump needs to do. There's a whole bunch of, you know, old special operators that know exactly what to do, how to protect an individual, protect a dignitary. Just go out there and get you some Navy SEALs.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get some former Green Beret Delta Force guys. Tell the Secret Service, thank you very much, but I got some professionals that are going to take care of this.
Well, I think having Colonel Allen B. West in charge is what I would do, too.
I'd be happy to do it, and I guarantee you, you'd have a crack team, and he would not have to sit in the hockey penalty box like he was Bobby. What's his name with the Philadelphia Flyers?
Bobby Clark. Yes.
Bobby Clark with the Philadelphia Flyers.
Now let's turn to the real stuff. Those Dallas Cowboys this year are going to be bad, I think. Looks like a 6-win team.
Look, you know, I'm excited about this. You know, I went to the University of Tennessee, and the SEC is expanding. We've got Texas and Oklahoma coming in. I think you're going to get some great football out of the Southeastern Conference. Be on the lookout. I think Georgia's going to be on a tear. But my Tennessee Vols might end up being in that college football playoff since they've expanded it out to, I think, 12 teams now.
You know, it's incredible, isn't it? The SEC and then bringing in Texas and Oklahoma. My God.
Yeah.
Big thing coming up. We've been telling you for a while, Don Trump Jr., this event. How many more? We played Jim today. Don Trump Jr. had a big hand in RFK Jr. Ah, it's a junior thing, Dan. Going to endorse Trump tomorrow, we believe, without a doubt.
Getting a call from DJ?
Yeah, I know he doesn't have. He'd be the third or the fourth, depending. There's a lot in there. Yeah, he'd have to be. If you have an IV after it.
It's like Beetlejuice. You get three of them and Ken Griffey Jr. all of a sudden.
Is there a third that was ever as good as the first two? Like Rocky III is horrible. DJ would have been saddled. I wouldn't want a Roman numeral after my name. I don't have Junior either. Nobody ever called me that.
I like the Roman numeral.
You do?
Yeah.
Dan the Great.
Can I skip a Junior and go straight to the Roman numeral?
Yeah, go right to the Roman numeral.
Dan the Fifth?
I tell you, a Roman numeral that looks good to me would be the V for a five. The IV never looked anything.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Fifth, yeah.
Oh, the Fifth.
That's a great
okay.
one.
So we were trying to keep the setting as intimate as possible for the Don Jr. event, but had a conversation, and we've opened up a great number of seats. And to celebrate that, to engage in that, we have this unbelievable deal, this flash sale going on right now. So if you were looking at it, say, 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago at 1210WPHT.com, take another look at it. You plug in flash for the promo code, you are going to be amazed at that discount. Just go there now, 1210WPHT.com. I don't know how many things are coming through. We know Don Trump Jr. and Eric Trump were vital to get J.D. Vance in there. Now it appears by all accounts that Don Trump Jr. and Tucker Carlson were very much getting RFK Jr. to come over to the Trump side. And then there'll be the debate and everything else. God knows what's going on by then. Get those tickets now. Just do me a favor. Just check it out right now. Check out the discount, and I think you're going to be pleased. Go to 1210WPHT.com. More of your calls coming up. A little bit later on today, we're going to talk with Moms for Liberty. They're having President Trump come as their keynote speaker, but they got a couple of other things that have developed that are big, too. But I'm coming to your calls here, and it's smart to talk about national security at this point. Now, do Americans care about that as much as some of the other things? Maybe not as much, but Alan West made a number of points. Third anniversary of Abbey Gate coming up. There's 13 American military who were killed because of how ridiculously incompetent Biden and the people around him were. That'll be happening this weekend.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.